I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game Competitive Caroling. Choir boys and girls, bring it on. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for a look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Bill.
Are you ready for some football? Because Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is, except he isn't.
Yeah, they practicing. Everybody says he looks like he's ready to play, but he hasn't been cleared to play, and he got yappy with reporters. The coach says he's ready to play, but as the coach says, we're going through the process, so no, he won't play this week.
Several days after Terrence Garvin of the Steelers broke the jaw of Bengals punter Kevin Huber, the NFL decided that Mr. Garvin should be fined $25,000. Were the officials on the field unaware of the rule that's meant to prevent the committing of mayhem on punters?
I'm not exactly sure of what was going on there, but that was an absurd no-call.
At least one Bengals fan has suggested appropriate retribution. Charlie, would you like to share with our listeners the thoughts of 7-year-old Nicholas Andrew Johnson?
Okay, I'm not entirely sure the 7-year-old wrote all of this letter.
Oh, come on. Of course he did. Go on, read
it. But anyway, he wrote Huber a letter. I'm 7 years old, and I love the Bengals and the Bearcats. I know you played for the Bearcats and Bengals, and I love the teams. Now, this is the part where I think maybe Dad held the pen. I hope the Steeler player loses his house and has to live in his car.
Sounds like a 7-year-old to me.
The vengeance of a 7-year-old is not something to be toyed with. I'm telling you that.
The Seattle Seahawks lead the NFL in wins this season, and I understand that some fans of the San Francisco 49ers have endeavored to provide Seattle fans with a history lesson.
Yeah, some 49ers fans got together and kicked in $9,000, and they put up a billboard in Seattle with images of the 5 Super Bowl trophies the 49ers have won. Maybe they just want the Seahawks to lose their houses and go live in their cars.
They're not as clever as that 7-year-old.
They're not.
The NFL's blackout rule has had no impact on me at all, but are others rejoicing at the FCC's proposal to eliminate the league's policy of depriving fans of the opportunity to see their home team play unless a lot of tickets have sold?
Yeah, I understand your own personal blackout rule extends back to 1953, but...
I was 5 years old, and you're right.
Anyway, the blackout rule, its time has come and gone, and it doesn't make any sense anymore. It's based on the notion that if you put a game on TV, people won't go to see it. Basically, if you have a really bad football team, they won't come and see it. So here's the answer to the blackout question. Make your teams better.
Sometimes when a college football coach leaves after an 8-4 season, the players he leaves behind rejoice. Not so for Texas Longhorns coach Mack Brown, right?
No, he's going out and his team is dedicating their bowl game against Oregon on December 30th to him. They're going to give him a send-off. Mack Brown's been coaching there since 1998. If you stay long enough, eventually you become a casualty, but it's good to see the players react this way.
The Los Angeles Lakers are facing another 6 weeks or more without star Kobe Bryant. Bryant fractured his left knee on Tuesday. The Lakers have been awful with or without Bryant this year. Are you among those who believe that he shouldn't hurry back?
I don't think he should hurry back this year, and I'm beginning to wonder if he's just breaking down permanently at this point.
Dennis Rodman held tryouts this week in North Korea. Rodman's putting together an exhibition team to face a team of NBA veterans in North Korea on January the 8th. And this game isn't really going to happen at all, is it?
I think not. Although he's trying to convince the American players that it's safe to come there. And he says, you know, don't be afraid, man. It's all love. It's all love here. This is a country where the leader just killed his own uncle.
Yeah.
It's not all love.
I suppose if you don't have
Bit of love or maybe even a lot of love, but it ain't all love. Probably. The guy's ventilating his uncle.
I'm not sure how funny that is, but there you are. The equipment manufacturer Bauer has unveiled new hockey gear for NHL players and Olympians, Charlie. The company says it will improve mobility, speed, and performance, which, given the number of concussions in the sport, I'm not sure how great an idea
is. Yeah, it's an interesting balance they have to strike between the very real danger of physical harm present in playing hockey and the idea that these guys want to get faster. Apparently, the skates themselves are quite a thing. Patrick Kane of the Chicago Blackhawks monitor said that they're a light-year jump in skate technology, as it were. So there we are.
NASCAR driver Ricky Stenhouse Jr. has been named Rookie of the Year, which could have been awkward given that he's dating fellow rookie Danica Patrick, but it seems like Mr. Stenhouse has things under control. What's his strategy?
He says he learned real quick if there's any question that it could be his fault, he goes ahead and apologizes anyway and gets it over with. That's why the man is Rookie of the Year.
Chicago Cubs shortstop Starlin Castro has had $3.6 million seized from his bank accounts because when Mr. Castro was 15 years old, his father reportedly promised 3% of his son's future earnings to a baseball school in the Dominican Republic. Castro is now 23. You think he'll be forced to pay up?
I think that the baseball school has a case, but I think that this just further highlights the very strange financial and contractual arrangements that are going on in the shadows for young players, especially from the Caribbean Basin. This is a very strange story.
Charlie, last weekend I mentioned that Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson had been drafted by the Texas Rangers just in case he decides to switch to baseball. This week, it became apparent that Mr. Wilson's taking advantage of other non-football opportunities. What, is an NBA team interested?
No, he's been named the, quote, chief football officer for Alaska Airlines. Yes, this is a newly created position, and it was newly created merely for promotional purposes, but you do get a really cool picture of Russell Wilson in an airplane pilot's uniform.
He got a hat, too.
And he got a hat. Yeah. Yes, they gave him a hat, too.
Absolutely. I read your blog, so I know you've had nice things to say about Pope Francis, and it's my turn now. He's a soccer fan. As a child, the current Pope rooted for a team in Argentina called the Saints of San Lorenzo, and when Pope Francis congratulated the team on its recent championship, they gave him the trophy. So you think it was, I'm so proud to meet you. No, I'm so proud to meet you.
Yeah, there's a great photo of the Pope, like, taking the trophy and looking very happy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was the club made a promise because, as they say, he's the most famous San Lorenzo fan in the world. I don't think there's anyone who can argue with that.
That's probably true. And finally, Charlie, Alex Rodriguez is apparently planning a tell-all autobiography. Publishers are allegedly lining up to bid millions of dollars for it. Are you clearing some space on your bookshelf?
Absolutely, but I want to know how hard it's going to be for Alex's ghost to write in a hazmat suit.
That'll probably be on the expense sheet.
Exactly.
You'll see the thing. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill. Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas to all of the Only a Game family out there in NPR land.